Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and on this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. This week, we have a new member of the Blueberry team on the show, Barry Kantz. Thanks for being on today.
Well, you're welcome, Mackenzie. And I don't know if I'm a new member.
you're a new podcast guest, because you are definitely not a new member of the Blueberry team. That is for sure.
Yeah. I've been with Blueberry Raw Voice since day one.
Yeah.
And but this is the first time I've been on the podcast, and it's great to be on the podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to have you on because I realized that I've been doing this for like over a year, and I wanted to get you in before the end of 2016, or I was going to feel really bad.
Well, good. Thank you. And just so the listeners know, you know, most of the people at Raw Voice Blueberry are podcasters. I've been a podcaster since February of 2005 with the same show, and I continue to do it. And so that's, about 12 years?
Yeah.
So we know podcasting. We've been there, done that, huh?
You certainly know podcasting. And not only do you know podcasting, but you are the financial and legal director for Blueberry Raw Voice as well.
I am.
You are a man of many trades.
That keeps me busy.
Yes. Yes, it does. So later in this episode, we're going to have Barry explain some differences and how they affect podcasting for trademarks and copyright, because that's typically something that you should be aware of once you start sharing out your content with the world. It's good to just have an idea of how that could affect you. We'll dive
Absolutely.
Into that. But first, we have a news article that I wanted to talk about that I found earlier this week. And it is, I guess we could call them voice actors. So I found an article actually on Vanity Fair, which is not really where you would expect to see an article about podcasting. But it's about movie star actors being voice actors for a podcast that was started by Gimlet Media recently. So it's now a show on their network called Homecoming. And it was, the first episode was released on Wednesday, November 16th. It seems to be the first podcast to add actual actors of their caliber to participate. And I guess, in a sense, be the host.
You know, I read that article, mm-hmm. and what I found really interesting about that is that they said that in video or film production, you can get away with some bad acting, but on a podcast or strictly audio production, you have to be really good at storytelling, and your voice has to exhibit, you know, all the range of emotions so that people feel the story. And I thought that was really interesting. I think that's a good point for podcasters to understand that storytelling is really important. I'm not a very good storyteller, and I recognize that with my podcast, and I wish I could do a better job. But if you can become a good storyteller in your podcast, you'll be much more successful. It's, you know, it's really an art form.
Yeah, I saw that part in the article as well, and it's very true. I agree with you. It's very true that they are interested in doing more of these fictional podcasts, and they want to make sure that they're getting, you know, the quality content out there. And if they are going to focus on this being storytelling, then they're going to get who they want to get the story across the way that they want it to. And I think Gimlet said that they're also interested in doing many more fictional shows like this, because they're trying to tap into an audience that they think might not be there for podcasting right now. The ones that don't necessarily want to listen to an interview show, that they want to listen to a story, and they think this will help.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that, you know, as human beings, storytelling has been the way that we've passed along our culture for hundreds of thousands of years. And just up until recently, you know, it's we've used books and television and other types of media to pass along our stories. But prior to that, it was all word of mouth. And the human brain's wired for that. And, you know, I think we all really appreciate a good story and a well-told story. So I think this idea could be successful.
Mm-hmm. They're interested in trying to get more Americans that are 55 and older to listen to podcasts because they said only 11% of people that age group and up are listening to them on a monthly basis.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm in that age group.
You're part of that 11% then.
Yeah, I'm a part of the old fart club.
I'd say you're a little ahead of the game since you've been podcasting for, like, what did you say, 12 years now?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, this could be a good way to reach those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
I downloaded, I think they put out a preview and the first episode this week, and I downloaded it, and I listened to the first minute or two, but I was also at work, so I stopped listening to it, so... I'm looking forward to checking it out probably this weekend, though.
Well, there you go. You know, retired people have a lot of time to listen to podcasts. So come on, folks. Let's, you know, come on, you older generation folks. Let's get into it.
This is very true. This is like an audiobook, but shorter. So if you have like that short attention span, but you still want to listen to something, this is it.
Yeah, and it's free.
And it is free. That's probably my favorite thing about podcasts.
Yeah.
That is my favorite thing. Yeah, it's being put on by Gimlet Media, and it's called Homecoming. And as far as I know, they have one episode out so far. And it didn't say in this article, like, how many episodes it's going to be, if it's going to be, like, a season, they're just going to release, like, a bunch all at once after they've, you know, gauged some interest with the introduction or whatever that they're planning to do. So we'll see.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it, and I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, well, I'm even more curious because they said that they finished recording in like a week. It's Oscar Isaac, who's been in Star Wars and some other movies, and then Catherine Keener, who's been in many movies over the years, and David Schwimmer from Friends. So those are the three main characters, and it said that it took, you know, Catherine Keener like a week. David Schwimmer was in and out in like a day. So it seems like they're all done.
Oh.
But they, like the people, Gimlet Media got them really involved in the recording part. Like they talked about going out in a field to record a conversation, and it took them like three different spots to find the sound that they wanted. And then when they were supposed to be eating, they had them like eat with actual utensils and food. And then they were also relying on sound effects. So they were going all out and getting involved with what they had at their disposal to add to the show.
So they're actually creating the sound scene,
mm-hmm,
as well as the acting voice.
Yeah, right.
The actor's voice, yeah.
Right, that's which cool. Is bringing another element into a podcast that you wouldn't necessarily get with a lot of them. So
yeah,
that'll be cool. I think that'll be nice. Seems like an interesting podcast, so I'm going to check it out, and I suggest that you guys do too.
Yeah.
So that was the first news clip, and Barry, if you're ready, I say we dive into some legal aspects of podcasting.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's had their morning coffee, because I really don't want to put you to sleep by doing this, but you know, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between trademarks and copyrights and why that's important to podcasters. And you know, it really is. Like I mentioned earlier, podcasting is an art, but like any art, you have to know a little bit about all the aspects of the art that's going to affect it. And the law is a part of that. So to know a little bit about copyrights and trademarks, I think, is an important thing. You know, in fact, it's important for everybody to know, because it involves some of our First Amendment rights of free speech. And we do see this occasionally in podcasting, and I've seen it. I've had to deal with it where we get a Digital Millennium Copyright Act notice, DMCA notice, to take down a podcast because there's an alleged copyright infringement. And by law, you know, we at Blueberry Raw Voice, we have to take it down. Once I receive that DMCA takedown notice, I have to take down that podcast. Now, quite often when I do that, I listen to the podcast, and actually there's what we call fair use mm-hmm. going on in that show. But unfortunately, I have to take it down. And the victim, the podcaster whose show is affected that I have to take down, usually they don't respond back. They just let it happen. Well, you know, their free speech is being violated, at least in my opinion, especially if they're engaging in fair use. So what's fair use? Well, fair use is when you can legally use someone else's content to maybe make a parody, to criticize that content for an educational purpose. But the key, when you use that other person's content, you know, you have to transform it. It has to be transformative. You have to make it into your own in some way or another. So you just can't take someone else's content and use it as your own. What you have to do is, if you're going to engage in fair use, you have to take that content and transform it into your own. In other words, make comments about it, make a parody, maybe even respond to criticism of your podcast, which was one case that I had at one time where there was a flame war going on between two podcasts, and one podcast gets a bright idea that they're going to take down the other one using a DMCA notice, and the person who was the victim here was using Blueberry Hosting, and we had to take it down. But the person who the victim here, he was merely responding to criticism from the other podcaster. He was using snippets from the other person's show and then responding to those snippets in defense of himself. Now, that's a great example of fair use. You can respond to criticism, but he took it, you know, he didn't respond back. And the way you respond back is, just send us a notice saying that you believe that it's fair use. And actually, there's a lot of forums out there that you can find on the internet for a response. And we have to put it back up. And we leave it up until the complaining person files a complaint in the U.S. District Court. And that U.S. District Court then has to issue an order, if they do, an order to us to take it down. Now, most people aren't going to file a complaint in the U.S. District Court, especially in a flame war like that. So, you know, what do you got to lose? Have it, put it back up. You know, go through the process, but people don't. And I feel their free speech rights are violated. So anyhow, a little bit about the about copyright. And I wrote an article, which is on the PowerPress Blueberry. I can't combine those two words very well. Website. So that's a little bit about copyright. Now, what's a trademark? Well, a trademark has to do with your branding. So you develop a logo, and you develop a name for your podcast, and the logo is associated with your name, and you go out and you use that out in the marketplace, and you advertise your podcast. When you do that, you have a trademark. Now, a lot of people think to have a trademark that you have to file a registration with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, but you don't. Anytime you use your branding out in the marketplace, and that branding is unique to you, and it doesn't violate someone else's trademark, you have a trademark. It doesn't have to be registered. And if someone else uses your branding, you can file a complaint. You can send them a takedown notice to stop using your branding. And it doesn't, your trademark doesn't have to be registered. And I think that's a misconception many people have.
I think that's what a lot of the internet has told people.
Yeah.
That is basically what everyone has heard, I think.
Yeah. But once you use your unique branding in the marketplace, that becomes your trademark. It's a common law trademark, but it's just as good as a registered trademark. Now, registration of that trademark through the United States Patent and Trademark Office, now that gives you a couple of nice things. It gives you the presumption that your trademark's unique. And it gives you the presumption that you were the first out there in the marketplace to use that trademark. But it's only a presumption. You know, someone else that has a common law trademark that was in the marketplace first, they can file a complaint against you for using their trademark, and their trademark might not even be registered. But, you know, so the registration process is only gives you a presumption of first use and uniqueness.
So would it make it easier if someone did copy your artwork and use your trademark? Would it be easier to deal with it legally if it was actually registered, though?
It would, because you have those two presumptions that you were first in the marketplace to use it, and that it's unique. That does give you an advantage, but the presumption would be rebuttable. I mean, the person who claims to have used it first, you know, they have to show that they were first to use it in the marketplace and that theirs was unique.
Right, that makes sense.
Now, another thing about trademarks is that, I'll say, for instance, you know, we have Delta faucets, and everybody's familiar with Delta faucets.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Delta Airlines. So we have two companies using the same word, Delta. So how can they get away with that? What's the difference there? Well, it's different marketplaces. Obviously, Delta faucets are in the plumbing business, and Delta Airlines are in the airline business. So if you're in a different marketplace, you can use a similar trademark. Now, I'm going to say that generally. If the trademark is so well known, and so well known that people across the country associate that trademark with a particular brand name, then that may not be the case.
So, what happens if someone uses your artwork or your trademark to promote it for you, I guess? How would that work?
The person who's promoting it would want to get permission to use that, you know, just in case something goes wrong with the agreement, with the handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Probably want something in writing that says, yeah, okay, I can promote this person's trademark. I can promote their brand.
Yeah, I ask that because people use the Blueberry and Raw Voice artwork all the time, like just to, you know, say that they are using our service or that they've heard of us or whatever it is. But then I've also had some instances where I've had people email or call me to see if it's okay to use our artwork or to ask for the artwork that we'd prefer that they use, and just to make sure that it's okay that they're using it on their site. And I guess I didn't realize that was trademark.
Yeah, and generally, if they're promoting us, we want to give them permission.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you have to be careful with that. Their website, you know, may be, a hate group or something, a website that we wouldn't particularly want our branding to be associated with. So, and I'm sure that doesn't happen with Blueberry, but it's possible.
I'm sure it's possible for podcasters out there to have some sort of situation where they don't necessarily want their brand associated with whoever is attempting to. I'm sure it's happened or will happen in the future.
Oh, yeah. And you know, podcasters, every once in a while, they get mad at a directory or a hosting company or some other venue where their show is mentioned. Maybe it's another podcaster show, and that ends up in a flame war. and so their trademark shows up on the other podcaster's website, and they don't want it there. You know, there's all kinds of scenarios out there where people get angry at one another and don't want to be associated with them. And that's fine. So you just have to be aware that, you know, those things happen, and you do want to set limits as to how your branding is going to be used. And I think you should do that.
you know, going back to copyright real quick, I think I remember the case that you're talking about where they got in a flame war. I remember looking into that with you, and we weren't even hosting the podcast. It was just in our directory. And I think we were
hosting the one podcast. Mm-hmm. I call the victim podcast. That would be my opinion. Who's the victim here? But the person who was being taken advantage of, at least in my opinion, we were hosting their show,
mm-hmm.
and not the other person, the complaining person.
So but if it, have, yeah, if it's hosting, we'll take that. It down. But if it's in the directory, we just kind of tell them, yeah, sure, we'll take it out of the directory. But that doesn't mean the podcast isn't going to be available all over the place.
Right. Yeah. People get confused with what's in a directory and then and what's actually being hosted and where.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that confusion. I guess you really don't know unless you start digging into the redirects and the URLs of the podcasts and that type of thing.
Right. It's a lot of work to actually figure it out sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for explaining the difference between copyright and trademark. I think this will be helpful to a lot of people that don't even necessarily know that they should probably know this information.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, one thing to stress, you know, I'll go back to this, even with copyright, you don't have to file anything with anyone to have a copyright or a trademark. It's just once you create something unique, it's yours, and you own that, whether it's through the copyright law or the trademark law. You know, branding is typically what we call branding is what you trademark, and then your creative output, your podcast, that would be covered under copyright. And you don't need to file anything with anyone to have a trademark or a copyright.
So the trademark is the TM that you see next to brand names or artwork, right?
Yeah, and you can put a TM with a circle around it next to your branding or your artwork, and that means trademark. If you see the R with a circle around it, that means it's a registered trademark. That means it's been registered with the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Ah, okay. And then, like, I know that we do this because I help Brian design stuff sometimes. We have a habit of putting all rights reserved at the bottom of mm-hmm. whatever it is. So what does that mean?
That means that you reserve all the rights to the ownership of that, whatever item it is, branding or logo or whatever.
So would that be considered like copyright or trademark or nothing, like neither of those?
Well, it depends. You know, there is some overlap between copyright and trademark. You know, you have a creative design and that is artwork that's creative. And then in the world of podcasting or even when you're writing a blog post, you know, that's also artwork, that's creative design. So there's some overlap. But a trademark is typically associated with your product.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a creative work, it's associated with your product. And you want people to, when they look at that trademark, to say, oh, that's Blueberry.
Gotcha.
So it's your branding, essentially.
Okay.
It's what you use in the marketplace to sell your product. You know, it's that unique thing.
That stands out for your company and your company only.
Yeah, like when you see a bottle that's shaped a certain way and you look at that bottle and you say, oh, that's a Coke bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's branding, you know?
Yep. So everyone should take this information into account for their own podcast and their website for sure. Because
right.
Your podcast is so much more than just your podcast.
Well, we've at Raw Voice Blueberry, we've always had the philosophy that what you create, you own that. And we don't want to infringe upon your rights of ownership in any way. And that's been our philosophy all along. And to understand what your ownership rights are, you need to know a little bit about copyright and trademark. So we want to help you with that.
So I don't want to say necessarily come to us with every question you have. We'd recommend, you know, reach out to your own, to someone else that you found. But we could probably help you out with some questions.
Oh yeah. General questions, and as long as we don't get inundated with them, you know, we're happy to help. You know, our goal here is to help podcasters, help them make it easier to be a part of this art form, mm-hmm. which it really is.
And we've got like you said before, we've got some blog posts up on thepowerpresspodcast.com, and I can link to those as well in the show notes for this episode. So we've got you guys covered then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Barry. And we have one more news clip for today, and then we're done. The next news clip is about a new service that I heard about earlier this week called Clean Feed. And they're calling it an advanced remote audio for everyone. And it's basically recording audio on their service, and it's free. And you can use it for all different types of audio. So that includes podcasting and broadcasters for like radio or musicians, basically whatever you want to do, all through your browser.
You know, I looked at that website too, Mackenzie, and I think it's a great idea. I didn't use it. I didn't get too deep into the website. You know, I'm all in favor of anything that helps people with the technical part of podcasting. And, you know, this may be a good tool for those who don't want to get into audio editing and levels and noise reduction, all kinds of those things, you know, that's pretty technical. So if more people can get into the world of podcasting and just use their creative talents without having to worry about all the technical stuff, I think that would be great. And if this service helps that out, I think it's, you know, a good thing.
I did test it out yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Only for like a couple minutes. It was super easy to sign up for it because I started, like, I looked at it. I was like, maybe I'll check it out. And then I saw that all they wanted was my email address and a password. And I was like, I can handle that.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really easy. And then I just recorded like a minute or two of the office. Like, I was in the room with Winnie and Lena and Angelo and just recorded what, you know, all of us were saying and the typing noises. And it seemed to work out pretty well.
Oh, you know, this brings a picture into my mind of what used to be the TV show, The Office.
Oh yeah.
And now we're gonna have a podcast called The Office, the Blueberry Office.
I don't know if we're that crazy. I don't know if we like have a Michael Scott or like a Dwight or anything like that. But it seemed to work out pretty well, and it was super easy to invite someone. Like, literally all I had to do was click on something and it would give me a link, and then I would just give me the opportunity to email it, or it said you can share this link on your own. And then the other person that wants to be in the recording as well just opens it up in their browser, and then it records both of it, and then you just get the MP3 out of it. So it seemed pretty cut and dry that way.
Oh, maybe we should have tried that when we recorded this show. I know our time frame was a little short in setting this all up. But maybe the next time we can try that out.
I know. There's reasons to keep up with all of the things that come out, because they're going to work for some people, or each one's going to have different features that you like or don't need or anything like that. So it's always good to keep up with them that way.
Yeah.
This is a good alternative to, I think, Pamela or Skype or Ringer or Zencaster, whatever it is that you're using. This is another option that you have. And in my 1 minute test, it seemed to work out well. So someone out there, go and try this for longer than that. And it's free. So
1 minute review.
Yeah, 1 minute review. Can't get any better than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's free, and a lot of the features are still in beta testing, so they, you know, give you that warning ahead of time, but it seems to be working fairly well, so go ahead and check it out, people.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have for today. Barry, is there anything else that you think we should get in Raw Voice Blueberry-wise?
I don't think so, but thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it and look forward to coming back.
Yeah, thanks so much. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please subscribe to the show however you would like. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode.